With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump is planning to deploy troops to Portland, Oregon.
Trump said he's authorizing full force if necessary to handle what he's calling domestic terrorists. The ICE facility in Portland has been the target of frequent demonstrations, sometimes leading to violent clashes. Some federal agents have been injured and several protesters have been charged with assault. Haya Pinjwani, Washington.
Addressing the UN General Assembly, Russian Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov says it wants to keep up peace talks with the U.S.
We have some hopes for the continuation of the Russian-American dialogue, especially after the summit in Alaska. In the approaches of the current U.S. administration, we see a desire not only to contribute to ways to realistically resolve the Ukrainian crisis, but also a desire to develop pragmatic cooperation without adopting an ideological stance.
New census data refutes the claim that America is systematically racist. More from correspondent Ken Lormond.
The statistics come from the new Census Bureau report on household incomes. It shows a rapid rise in incomes for Asian and Hispanic households over the past year, which continues a positive trend that dates back to the early 1980s. In fact, one statistic indicates that Asian households now make on average $120,000 a year, or one-third more income than white households do.
The report also discovered that immigrants now make almost as much money as native-born Americans. President Trump plans to meet with the top four congressional leaders at the White House Monday, one day before the deadline to fund the federal government or face a shutdown. The meeting involving House Speaker Mike Johnson and Senate Majority Leader John Thune, as well as House Democratic Leader Hakeem Jeffries and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, was confirmed Saturday by a White House official. This is SRN News. A new study finds women who have abortions regret the decision. More from SRN's Michael Harrington.
Planned Parenthood and other pro-abortion groups say denying a woman an abortion will result in negative psychological consequences. But a poll released by the Elliott Institute indicates that women who terminate their pregnancy feel just as much grief as those who suffer miscarriages, but they also suffer from feelings of guilt and regret. The study also reveals that 70% of women who get abortions say they felt pressured to do so. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Missouri judge has struck down a ballot summary for a pro-life amendment backed by Republican state lawmakers, stating that it represented or presented an unfair and insufficient description to voters. Cole County Circuit Judge Daniel Green ruled that the ballot summary must be rewritten, but he rejected a request by abortion advocates to block the proposed constitutional amendment from going to voters. This is SRN News. A rally for a popular Indian actor and politician turned tragic. Correspondent Haya Panjwami reports on the deadly stampede in India.
A stampede at a political rally in southern India has killed more than 35 people and injured 40. The health minister in the southern Indian state of Tamil Nadu says a stampede at a rally for popular actor and politician Vijay has killed at least 36 people and injured 40 others. The minister told the AP that the victims were dead by the time they were taken to a hospital, but the injured were stable. Indian media reports say that the stampede was triggered when a group of Vijay's supporters and fans fell while trying to get close to his bus. I'm Haya Panjwani.
The United Nations has reimposed sanctions on Iran for its nuclear program. After a last-minute diplomacy failed at the UN, the sanctions took effect Sunday at midnight. More on these stories at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.